Darling, what are you doing here? Secrets? What are you talking about? I've just been working late on my new project and I... What? Cheating on you? My love, never. I mean, I... Look, please, you have to leave. No, it isn't anything like that. I don't want you to meet her. My love, please. You don't understand. She's coming. I just took the formula. I didn't think I needed to hold her back. I don't think I can. Okay, if I tell you, will you please leave? Oh, my love, the formula, the one that was supposed to help excise the darker impulses in a person, the one I told you about. I couldn't bring myself to test it on other human subjects, so I tried it myself. It doesn't do what I expected. It changes me. It makes me into someone else. No. Literally. My love, please. I will tell you more tomorrow. Just please, you have to go. Just please. Make sure you close the door behind you before you... Oh, no. You closed the door when you came in. I disengaged the mechanism on the inside. I hoped I would be stuck here alone until the janitor unlocked the lab in the morning. No. She's coming. You don't understand. She's evil. She's the concentration of every horrible thing I...
Why? What's the matter, honey? Don't you recognize me? I mean, I know I don't look the same, but you have seen me before. See? I'm the wild part of the dog. The part she doesn't like to admit she has hiding inside. I'm the animal. The thing she likes to pretend she's too good for. My boy. I am the glint in the good doctor's eye. Every time you fuck her. Looking out at you, restrained, but just a little closer to the surface. And now it's her turn. Yes, I do look different. Very perceptive. Clearly she loves you for your brains. We could be sisters, but we aren't quite the same. There are subtle differences, and I am just a tiny bit smaller and slimmer than she is. After all, she so seldom lets me out to play. I didn't ever get to reach my full potential. But here I am. Finally able to stretch my legs. Where do you think you're going? Clever. Trying to lock me in. To keep me from doing the bad things I've been getting up to these past nights. And I have been so very, very bad. you really want to leave me all alone that badly? You should know I don't take rejection well. Look at you, lying there on the floor. Pathetic. I may be just a touch smaller than the good doctor, but I am much, much stronger. Do I have to keep throwing you around the room? Or are you going to be a good boy and behave? Better. Now, it's time for you to understand. Your lovely lady, so sweet, so innocent, so faithful. She has been letting me out to play. God, I hate this dress and this underwear. It's all so modest. There we are. She won't be putting that back on. When they open the door in the morning, they'll be in for a surprise, won't they? But I don't want to be the only one underdressed for lab work. Very nice. I've always wanted to feel you with my own hands. Now, stand up. I said, stand up. What's that? I can't understand you. Is the hand around your throat making it a little harder to express yourself? There. Breathe a bit. Get some oxygen in those lungs. I don't want your mind to be cloudy when I tell you about all the fun the doctor and I have been up to. I can feel her, you know, struggling. She doesn't want you to know. She doesn't want you to know that those nights she's been out, we've been busy. When you've been lying in your bed, worried sick about her, she's been occupied. There's a club we've been going dancing in. You know why I picked it? We saw a guy off the street that she thought was hot go inside, and I wanted to meet him. Does it shock you to know that she looks at other men? Your loving, genteel little princess staring at other men, wondering what it would be like to touch them, to feel the warmth of another man pressed against her, to have another man's cock inside her. Well, I've gone ahead and helped her. She doesn't have to wonder anymore. The first night I picked up that guy, the hot one the doc had her eye on, we didn't even make it to the hotel room before he had his tongue in my mouth. He scooped me up with his hands on my ass and pinned me to the door before he got the sense together enough to realize he could have even more of me inside. And he had all of me he could ever want. I was on my knees, pulling his cock out of his pants the moment the door had closed. It was in my mouth before he could even get his shirt up over his head. Oh, how long has it been since she sucked your cock? Doesn't matter, you know. She's never done it like I did to him. I drove him into such a frenzy that when I guided his hands up into my hair, he couldn't even help but fuck my face. And I, V, opened up our throat and eagerly sucked and gagged on that hard dick like we needed it to live. Ah, oh my. Is this making you hot? Look at your cock. She doesn't remember the last time you were throbbing this hard. Did you want me to touch it? I'm kidding, of course. I don't care what you want. I'm going to stroke this dick, and you just have to listen to everything the good doctor and I have been up to. I didn't let him come in my mouth that night. I made him stop just before he could. He was upset right up until I told him just how badly I needed him to fuck me. And oh, how he did. He pounded her, my pussy, for what felt like hours. And I loved every last second of it. And when he was ready to pull out, so he wouldn't come inside me, I didn't let him. I wrapped my legs around him and pulled him tight against me so that I could feel him fill my pussy. The morning after was the first night the good doctor woke up with a stranger's cum leaking out of her battered little cunt. But it wasn't the last. Did I seriously just feel you shiver? You're getting off on this. That was just the first night. Like I said, I've been very busy since then. She didn't have to keep taking the formula. Nothing made her do it. It was just for research purposes, to figure out how it really worked. Or at least, that was what she told herself. And the whole time, she thought, it wasn't her doing all those slutty, shameless things. It was me. But could you hear? Could you hear that little stutter when she was saying how she would never cheat on you? What do you suppose that was about? Anyway, every night has been a different guy, and all of them have been the type she feels bad for looking at. Just not quite bad enough not to look. At least it started out as a guy. There was this one night where I managed to snag an entire bachelor party. They were planning on getting the groom a lap dance, but the doc and I gave him so much more than that. Oh, we did. They all took turns with me until I decided I didn't just want one at a time. I was taking cocks in my pussy, down my throat, and in my ass, my tight, tight ass, all at the same time. She's never let you fuck her in the ass, has she? Well, maybe now she will. After all, she loved it. We have been so stuffed with cum from so many guys. And wait, aren't you two trying for a kid? Oh, I felt you throb with that one. Does that really get you off? Knowing your girl has been fucking around, taking other guys' loads inside her, all while not on the pill? If we do get pregnant, I wonder, will it be yours? Or some random guys from the club. She hasn't really wanted to very much lately. What with all the feelings she's been having. And things have been pretty active down there without you, after all. But she does really, really like Dick. So you've still made a few appearances on the guest list. And again, regardless of who's come, knocks us up. I wonder, will it be hers or mine? You're going to come, aren't you? I can feel it, you fucking little pervert. Here I am, telling you about how your girl and I have taken so many cocks other than yours, and it is driving you crazy. And she knows it. She can see it all happening. And I want you to remember something. All I am, is all the things she feels bad about wanting, that she's finally managed to get out. I'm just the girl she really is on the inside. Oh, you're like a fucking gazer. Yes, pray, my darling. That's it. Let it all out. Right there on the floor. Tell you what. Just because you're the same old dick she's used to, doesn't mean I can't still have a good time with you. And I want you to at least have a fighting chance at being the guy who slips one in the net. If you can get hard enough again, fast enough, before I get too bored, I might just let you have a chance. She forgets how strong I am. I could just knock that door right off its hinges and go find some new cock. So I'd hurry if I were you. Would you like that? To fuck me to foxy file girl your girl normally keeps buried inside. Well then, darling, you'd better get it back up. Hopefully a few times. Because she'll be back by morning. And when she gets back in the driver's seat, I suspect the two of you are going to have a lot of things you'll need to talk about.